Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about something called flash droughts.
Yes.
Water is actually an increasingly, water resources, increasingly contentious issue in the state of Minnesota, in rural Minnesota in particular. So first of all, define flash droughts.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure who actually came up with the term, but Paul Huttner, the weather guy on NPR, is the one who's been using it. And it's referring to the sudden turns in weather that we've been having in the last couple years. You know, if you remember last fall, well, it was like the middle of last summer, all of a sudden the rain stopped. You know, and it didn't rain again for several months, and we were in a pretty severe drought. And then this spring, all of a sudden, we got tons of rain, and then it just stopped again. And now we're back in a drought again. And that is actually very unusual, but it seems like it's maybe starting to be the norm, where we have these sudden swings, drastic swings back and forth in weather like this. And, and if that's going to be the trend from now on, that's something that agriculture and anybody else that depends on the weather is going to have to account for.
Well, a lot of rural municipal water systems, in terms of drinking water, rely on surface water, but an awful lot of them rely on aquifers, wells.
Right, right. There is a definite problem with aquifers being recharged, especially when we have these droughts like this. And so does that mean that when we have these periods of lots of rain, are the aquifers having a chance to get recharged, or is all that water just running off?
I think it's more the latter, unfortunately, because, what happens is, of course, you have these epic rainfall amounts, and this ground just can't possibly take it in, so it runs off.
And then that's why, we talk about how we need a nice soaking rain, and, it's hopefully we'll get those, but can you recharge an aquifer properly in the space of 3 weeks when you get the same amount of rain as you would normally get in 3 months?
So these kinds of situations, in terms of weather patterns, I mean, what are some of the things that, forward-looking planners are thinking about then? Are there steps that they're looking at taking at this point?
Well, I haven't heard anything formally, but, there are things that, I think this is something that engineers are going to have to start looking at if this is going to turn out to be the norm, if it's not just a fluke right now. And things of, issues of water capture. I mean, we already, on the home garden scale, there's already a big movement to for people to use rain barrels to capture the water as it's coming down. And so are we starting to look at, new types of reservoirs, that capture that water, that can capture that water quickly instead of letting it run off?
It's a fascinating topic, one that 3.5 minutes doesn't quite give enough time for.
No, it doesn't.
But thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.